You're watching a High Wire Media podcast.
Welcome to the Cinema Gold Show. As always, I'm your host, Larry Lease. And on today's episode of Central City Rewatch, we dive into the fifth episode of Season 1, Plastique. Before we do that, give me your thoughts on The Flash as a whole, and also your thoughts on this episode. And with that, let's dive into today's episode. The fifth episode of The Flash, titled Plastique, strikes a unique tonal balance between high-octane superhero spectacle and poignant emotional introspection. From the outset, the audience is drawn into Barry Allen's dual existence, both as the Scarlet Speedster and the empathetic young forensic scientist attempting to find his footing in an increasingly complicated world. This episode marks a transition point in the show's narrative structure. It shifts away from simple villain of the week formula and instead delves into character studies and the wider implications of the meta-human phenomenon. A train explosion sets the narrative in motion, showcasing Barry's rapid responsibilities and his increasing comfort with his powers. However, the meta-human responsible, Bitsansuchi, is far from the one-dimensional antagonist seen in earlier episodes. Betty. Her ability to detonate objects she touches is not merely a visual gimmick, but an extension of her own internal volatility, shaped by betrayal and weaponization at the hands of the U.S. military. As Barry and the team track Betty, their reactions vary. Sisko sees her as a scientific marvel. Caitlin is cautiously sympathetic, and Wells, as we will later learn, is far more calculating. The emotional core of the episode also lies in Barry's strained relationship with Iris West. Iris's increasing obsession with the Streak as a blogging subject forces Barry into the uncomfortable position of either revealing his secret identity or pushing her away. This subplot reinforces the reoccurring theme of isolation among superheroes, where the very nature of their powers becomes a barrier to honest human connection. Barry's decision to stop speaking to Iris when she refuses to stop blogging is both painful and revelatory. It reflects his growing awareness that heroism often involves sacrifice, not just of safety, but of personal intimacy. As the episode climaxes, Betty is cornered by General Wade, a militaristic figure whose interest in her powers is wholly instrumental. She is fatally shot, but not before confronting the institutions that sought to control her. Her body becomes a symbol of both potential and failure, a powerful being undone by systems that feared her difference rather than understood it. Barry's final sprint across the city, carrying Betty's body to safety, even in death, serves as a solemn metaphor for dignity, resistance, and the cost of heroism. Plastique brings to the surface one of the show's most trenchant political undercurrents, the interplay between state power, technological advancement, and the human cost of military ambition. The metahuman phenomenon is not just a freak accident in this universe. It is quickly appropriated by institutions that see utility where there should be empathy. Betty is emblematic of this dilemma. As a former soldier turned experimental subject, she represents a category of characters that are both celebrated and discarded by the military-industrial complex. General Wade's pursuit of Betty is telling. His character does not seek to understand her trauma or humanity, but is instead obsessed with her tactical value. His monologue, where he expresses his vision for weaponizing many humans, reveals a world shaped by control and preemptive dominance. His presence forces viewers to confront the uneasy alliance between science and warfare, a theme with historical resonance in real-world events such as the Manhattan Project or post-9/11 surveillance expansion. By embedding this critique in a superhero narrative, The Flash elevates its genre from mere fantasy to thoughtful social allegory. The dualities that define Barry Allen's character are increasingly tested in this episode, and identity becomes not just a thematic concern, but an existential dilemma. Barry's internal conflict, caught between his desire to live an ordinary life and his responsibility as a speedster, is intensified by the presence of characters like Betty, who similarly grapple with the destabilization of their identities post-transformation. This theme resonates throughout superhero fiction, yet the Flash handles it with a measure of emotional intelligence that underscores the humanity behind the mask. Barry's development in this episode is as much about emotional maturity as physical mastery. His decision to scale a building by running vertically, a visually stunning sequence, is symbolic of an inner ascent. He's not just reaching new heights physically, but also striving to understand the demands of his evolving self. It's a visual metaphor for growth, struggle, and the terrifying altitude of moral responsibility. Simultaneously, Betty embodies the tragedy of fractured identity. Once a loyal soldier, now a fugitive metahuman, she is denied the right to self-definition. The military's treatment of her powers, viewing them as weapons rather than parts of her personhood, mirrors how institutions can erase individual narratives in favor of strategic utility. Her desire to simply live a normal life, free of manipulation and fear, is tragically unreachable. Her story is not one of villainy, but of systemic abandonment. And that's where the show finds its most haunting critique. Moreover, the interpersonal dimension of identity surfaces through Barry's relationship with Iris. Her fascination with the streak grows from admiration to obsession, and Barry's inability to confide in her results in emotional fallout. Iris represents the civilian world, anchored in the familiar, the knowable, while Barry is being pulled further into the unknown. His silence is an act of protection, but also one of loss. The deeper he moves into his new identity, the more detached he becomes from the people who once grounded him. Trauma is not merely a backdrop in the Flash. It is a narrative engine that shapes decisions, relationships, and outcomes. Barry's longstanding trauma, his mother's murder, and his father's wrongful incarceration, serves as a foundational motivator. But episode 5 shifts focus towards another kind of trauma, that of the betrayed soldier. Betty's narrative explores the aftershocks of institutional abuse and the psychological scars of war. Her PTSD is implied, but never explicitly named, which speaks volumes about how trauma is often rendered invisible by institutions that prefer efficiency over healing. Through Betty's behavior, her guardedness, her initial refusal to trust, her eventual desperation, the show articulates a portrait of someone who has internalized the belief that she's dangerous, disposable, and broken. Her interactions with Barry and the team, particularly with Caitlin and Sisko, hint at what healing could look like if only it were given a chance. Sisko, typically the show's comic relief, reacts to Betty with a rare depth of emotion. He oscillates between scientific curiosity and genuine sorrow, revealing the empathetic.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hard beneath his geek persona. His mourning of Betty's death underscores how trauma doesn't end with the traumatized. It radiates outward, affecting those who care and those who witness. This is an important ethical point. To ignore trauma is not merely a private failing, but a communal one. Harrison Wells, enigmatic and increasingly opaque in his intentions, becomes a focal point for the series' ethical dilemmas. In Plastique, Wells' dual nature, mentor and manipulator, becomes even more visible. His covert alliance with General in past projects, particularly those involving the militarization of metahuman research, suggests a troubling overlap between pure science and applied biopolitics. This revelation retroactively casts doubt on his current actions. Is Wells genuinely interested in Barry's well-being, or is Barry yet another variable in his larger experiment? Wells' directive to Betty that she should assassinate the general marks a significant ethical breach. It is cloaked in the language of liberation, but functionally, it is exploitation. He weaponizes her pain under the guise of empowerment, positioning himself as both savior and puppeteer. that this duplicity exposes the moral ambiguity of scientific rationalism when detached from ethical scrutiny. Wells is no longer simply a figure of mystery. He becomes a representative of unchecked ambition, an echo of the mad scientist trope reimagined for a postmodern audience. This narrative thread engages directly with real-world debates in bioethics. The question of informed consent, so central to research ethics, is here violated with chilling ease. Betty is not informed of the full consequences of her actions. She is manipulated into believing that murder is a form of self-assertion. The show, while embedded in a fictional universe, subtly critiques historical and contemporary practices where vulnerable individuals are coerced or misled in the name of scientific progress. From the Tuskegee syphilis study to modern surveillance tech, the theme resonates. What is the cost of discovery when it is not anchored in justice? Furthermore, Barry's contrasting approach, marked by transparency, compassion, and restraint, serves as a foil to Wells' instrumentalism. The tension between them reflects two visions of science, one that seeks control and one that seeks understanding. Barry's growing discomfort with Wells' his decisions hint at the ideological divergence that will later come to define their relationship. While much of the scholarly attention on The Flash rightly centers around its narrative and character development, Episode 5 is also a strong exemplar of the show's visual sophistication. The episode's cinematography, editing, and effects work collaboratively to enhance the thematic weight of the story. Visual motifs such as glass, reflection, and motion blur underscore the fragility and instability of identity for both Barry and Betty. One of the most symbolic sequences is Barry's vertical run up the skyscraper. On the surface, it's a technical feat showcasing his evolving speed, but cinematically, it functions as an allegory for elevation. The camera's upward tilt and the slow motion layering it emphasizes Barry's defiance of physical and existential gravity. He's no longer bound by Earth or expectation. He's ascending towards a new ethical horizon. Similarly, Betty's scenes are drenched in a colder, color palette, blue, gray, and stark whites, that signify detachment, trauma, and a life under surveillance. Her final act, exploding on the water's surface, creates a visual irony, destruction mirrored in a calm, reflective medium. It is a death that is both violent and serene, and the director uses this contrast to express the character's internal dichotomy, her longing for peace, marred by her capacity for devastation. This episode also employs silence strategically. Key moments such as Barry's confrontation with Iris or Wells's manipulative conversation with Betty are underscored by subdued background scores or none at all. This minimalism forces the viewer to confront the emotional subtext without distraction. In a show built on speed, these slow, quiet moments function like visual parentheses, offering reflection amidst motion. In The Final Calculus, Plastique is not merely a turning point in The Flash's first season. It is a thematic nucleus around which future tensions will orbit. It showcases the series' willingness to interrogate uncomfortable truths about authority, trauma, and ethical responsibility. Betty's fate is not simply tragic because she dies. It is tragic because she dies unheard, misused, and misunderstood. Her death casts a long shadow over the narrative, forcing Barry and the audience to consider limits of good intentions within corrupt systems. The episode challenges the audience to consider what it means to be powerful in a world that fears change. Through its portrayal of meta-humanity as a political, scientific, and emotional condition, The Flash transcends its genre trappings, becomes a site of inquiry where identity is not fixed, where power is unstable, and where the question of who gets to be a hero is fraught with complexity. Ultimately, Plastique reminds us that heroism is not defined by abilities, but by choices. Barry chooses to carry Betty's body to mourn her and to question the systems that failed her. In doing so, he begins to transform, not just into the Flash, but into a moral agent whose journey will be marked not by speed, but by integrity. And before we go, we'd like to thank our sponsor of this episode, and that is Paramount Plus. This episode is sponsored by Paramount Plus, your home for everything from blockbuster movies to binge-worthy shows and live sports. If you haven't checked them out today, or now's the perfect time, because Paramount Plus is offering a free one-week trial. That's right, 7 full days of unlimited streaming, totally free. You can catch your favorite shows like Criminal Minds, NCIS, Survivor, or dig into new originals like Lawmen, Bass Reeves. And if you're like me and love a good true crime deep dive, Paramount Plus has an incredible lineup of documentaries that'll keep you hooked from episode one. Sports fans, you're covered too. Live NFL games, college football Saturdays, all in one place. So don't wait. Use the link in the description today to start your free 7-day trial. Again, thank you to Paramount Plus. Your next favorite obsession is waiting, and it's completely free to try for a week. Now let me know your thoughts on this episode in the comment section below. Give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. And hit the bell notification button so you'd be notified of future episodes. As always, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see you next time.